What do Catholics really believe? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Thursday, and if by this point in the week people are getting on your nerves, they're driving you crazy, they're irritating you, they're taking you for granted, they're asking you to do their work so they can just loaf, whatever it might be about people that's getting really to the point where you want to scream, pull your hair out, or choke somebody, stop. Think of the words from the musical Les Miserables. To love another person is to see the face of God. Keep that in mind at all times. It's very, very important. Don't ever let that slip from your mind, or you'll revert back to very unchristian behavior in your words and maybe even in your actions, which will hurt nobody as much as it's going to hurt you. To love another person is to see the face of God. That is the Christian vocation. What you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me. There it is. He didn't say what you do to the least of my holy brothers and sisters, of my always perfect brothers and sisters, of my sisters and brothers who don't do anything wrong. He said, what you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me. So that is the Christian mysticism, that we can recognize the face of Jesus Christ in another person. Amen, amen. Well, this Thursday, I'm going to talk about something that's very, very important. I'm going to talk about what Catholics really believe, because there is so much misunderstanding among people, people who are very educated in their own particular Christian denomination, but they are not educated about what Catholics believe, which means they can easily buy the lies, a lot of lies told about Catholicism, or out of ignorance say or do something that is very painful for Catholics. So, all right, let's just cut to the chase and answer the question, what does the Roman Catholic Church believe? Well, Catholics are members of the Roman Catholic Church, and they share various beliefs and ways of worship, as well as distinct outlook on life. First and foremost, let me say that Catholics are Christians. A lot of people say we aren't. We are Christians. Like Jews and Muslims, Catholics are monotheistic, which means that they believe in one God. But Catholics, like all Christians, believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, which is unique to Christianity. Catholics also believe that the Bible is the inspired, error-free, and revealed Word of God. That baptism, the rite of becoming a Christian, is necessary for salvation, whether the baptism occurs by water or blood, being a martyr, or a desire, having your wits about you, wanting to be baptized, but for some reason it never happens. Catholics believe God's Ten Commandments provide a moral compass, an ethical standard to live by, not God's ten suggestions. We believe they're God's ten commandments. And Catholics believe in the Holy Trinity, one God in three persons. In other words, Catholics embrace the belief that God, the one supreme being, is made up of three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Catholics recognize the unity of body and soul for each human being. So the whole religion centers on the truth that humankind stands between the two worlds of matter and spirit. The physical world is considered part of God's creation and is therefore inherently good until an individual misuses it. That's very important. Catholics believe that we are inherently good because we're made in the image and likeness of God. Now, the Catholics have a sacramental system, the seven sacraments, baptism, penance, Holy Eucharist, confirmation, matrimony, holy orders, and the anointing of the sick. What's a sacrament? It's an outward sign that Christ instituted to give grace. These Catholic rites, marking the seven major stages of spiritual development, are based on the same premise of the union of body and soul, matter and spirit, physical and spiritual. The seven sacraments involve a physical, tangible symbols such as the water used in baptism and the oil when anointing to represent the invisible spiritual reality, the supernatural grace given in each sacrament. Symbols are very important to Catholics. Whether it's from burning incense and candles to stained glass windows depicting the saints, from cruets of oil or water to unleavened bread and wine, symbols are important, a very important part of Catholic worship. The human body has five senses that connect to the physical world. Catholicism uses tangible symbols that the senses can recognize so to be reminded of an invisible reality, the delivery of divine grace, which is God's gift of unconditional love. Let's stay with grace for a moment. For us Catholics, grace is a totally free, unmerited gift from God. Grace is a sharing in the divine. It's God's help, the inspiration that's needed to do God's will. It was grace that inspired the martyrs in the early days of the Christianity to suffer death rather than deny Christ. It was grace that bolstered St. Bernadette Soubirous enough to sustain the derisions of the locals in reaction to her claims to have seen the Virgin Mary at Lourdes. You can't see, hear, feel, smell, or taste grace because it's invisible. Catholic belief, however, maintains that grace is the life force of the soul, like a spiritual mega vitamin. Grace inspires a person to selflessly conform to God's will, and like the battery in the mechanical bunny rabbit, grace keeps the soul going, 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 and going. Granted purely out of God's love, grace is necessary for salvation. Catholicism says that grace is an undeserving and unmerited free gift from God that was not owed to his people. A gift, however, a person can accept or reject it. If accepted, it then must be cooperated with. Grace is given so that the will of God may be done. Grace must be put into action through those who receive it. What else? Well, Catholics belong to their own churches, called parishes, which are local places of worship. The Catholic daily and weekly church service is the Holy Mass, a reenactment of Holy Thursday, when Jesus celebrated the Last Supper, and Good Friday, when he died to purchase the reward of eternal life in heaven for humankind. Catholicism offers a distinct perspective on the world and life. The Catholic perspective sees everything as being intrinsically created good, but with the potential of being abused. It honors the individual intellect and well-formed conscience and encourages members to use their minds to think things through. In other words, instead of just giving a list of do's and don'ts, the Catholic Church educates its members to use their ability to reason and to apply laws of ethics and a natural moral law in many situations. Catholicism does not see science or reason as enemies of faith, but as cooperators in seeking the truth. Although Catholicism has an elaborate hierarchy to provide leadership in the Church, Catholicism also teaches individual responsibility and accountability. Education in the secular and sacred sciences are a high priority. Using logical and coherent arguments to explain and defend the Catholic faith is an important characteristic. Now, Catholicism is not a one-day-a-week enterprise. It doesn't segregate religious and moral dimensions of life from political, economic, personal, and familial dimensions. Catholicism tries to integrate faith into everything. The general Catholic perspective is that because God created everything, nothing is outside God's jurisdiction, and that includes your every thought, word, and deed, morning, noon, or night. Knowing the faith is the first step to being a Catholic, and it entails catechesis, the process of discovering the Catholic faith and what is to be believed, and finding out all the important doctrines. Accepting the faith is the second step, and it entails trust. The Catholic believer must trust that what's being taught is indeed the truth. After knowing what the Church believes, the Catholic is then asked to believe all that they have been told. It is the act of saying yes to the question, do you believe? Practicing the faith is the third and most difficult step. Obeying the rules isn't just mindless compliance. It involves appreciating the wisdom and value of the various Catholic rules and laws. Believers are asked to put that belief into action, to practice what they believe. Catholics are taught that all men and women are made in the image and likeness of God, and that all men and women have been saved by Christ and are adopted children of God. That belief, if truly believed, requires that the person act as if she really meant it. Behaving like a racist or an anti-Semite will contradict such a belief. So we really do need to put our money where our mouth is, right? We have to not only just do lip service to our beliefs, we have to live them in such a way that makes a difference in our world. Hopefully, this real quick overview of what Catholics believe will help those who, one, don't think we're Christians, two, don't think we understand or appreciate grace, scripture, whatever. We do. And our prayers go through Jesus Christ. Almost all the prayers at the Mass end through Christ our Lord. Amen. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay. Well, here's today's food for thought. It comes from a man named R.G. Ingersoll. He writes, courage without conscience is a wild beast, right? It's not enough to be courageous. You got to have a conscience. Otherwise, you could be foolhardy and be doing something that would endanger your immortal salvation. Well, who do I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray with people with MS, multiple sclerosis, tough disease, hit you like a ton of bricks, can come on suddenly, could go into remission and come back. Dear friends of mine that had MS, it can debilitate you quickly if you keep on having exasperations. Dear God, I pray and I ask all my listeners to pray with me right now for people who have MS. May they have quality of life. May they be able to bounce back from the most recent attack of it. May they know the peace and the love that only Jesus can give. Amen. Well, here's today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. Someone once said, before I got married, I had 6 theories about bringing up children. Now, I have 6 children and no theories. Contact me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Love to hear from you. I know it takes a moment to do it, but please take that moment. Send me your prayer intentions. I will pray with you and for you. Help me keep my hospital open for the poor in Oaxaca, Mexico. Write a check to TASH, T-A-S-H, Inc. Send to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. By all means, visit my website. I think you'll like it. It's Father Scott, spell out Father, F-A-T-H-E-R, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord.